Bullets, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. What would you call whiskey that's made illegally, maybe out in the woods?
Well, it's bootleg whiskey.
Any other name?
Corn whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
White Lightning.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
What about beer made at home?
That's homebrew.
Okay. And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you could tell somebody just that, just
a whiff or just a smell of it or what? Okay. You think smell? Yeah.
And you said this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is
real stuff, huh?
Or this is
This is genuine.
Okay. And when they sold sugar weighed out of a barrel, they said they sold it how?
When they
sold sugar weighing it out of a barrel, they tell you they were selling it. They weren't selling it in packages. They were selling it
loose.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you bought a large quantity of sugar, you'd say you were buying it in
bulk.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a sweet spread that you could put on toast or biscuits would be.
Sure.
Or jam or.
A jelly. Yeah.
And what you could season your food with would be.
With your salt, pepper.
Okay. And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you, give me
an apple.
And you might tell someone, don't do it that way, do it.
Do it this way or do it like this?
Okay.
Yeah.
And you say, he doesn't live here,
He lives over there, huh? Over there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What about yonder?
No.
You wouldn't say that?
We like I say, we've heard the word used, you know, but uh-huh. we don't.
You wouldn't use it yourself?
Not really. We'd always probably have a helping word with it, you know, over yonder probably, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But not just say yonder, you know.
Mm-hmm. Say, someone has a lot of peach trees. You'd say he has a peach
orchard.
Okay. And you say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child. What? Father was rich. Next door was a child.
Child, yeah. Whose father was. Yeah, it was rich or well off, you know.
Okay.
Something like that.
And talking about kinds of animals, the kind of animal that barks.
Dog.
Okay. If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Sick him, I guess. I don't know. Sick him.
Uh-huh. What would you call one of those little noisy dogs?
Chihuahua or something, or Feist or.
Uh-huh. What about a mixed breed dog?
Mongrel.
Uh-huh. Any other terms?
I know there are a lot of them. Mongrels are.
What about a worthless dog?
No, we wouldn't. We wouldn't call. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
Worthless just never really applied to anything as a name. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what we call. What we call a dog that's not worth anything? A mutt, I guess.
Okay. Say if you had a mean dog, you might tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will
bite, you know.
And yesterday he
bit.
Okay.
Come on.
And the person had to go to the doctor then after he got
a shot.
After he got
bit?
Uh-huh. Did you ever say after he got dog bit?
Probably not. I'd just say after he got bit, probably, you know.
Uh-huh.
I probably wouldn't say dog bitten. I'd say after he got bit, probably, you know.
You say everyone around here likes to what horses?
Like to ride horses.
And yesterday he
rode, yeah.
But I have never
ridden, I guess. Yeah, uh-huh. Never ridden a horse. I've never ridden.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say I fell
off, yeah.
And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor.